Lost car, 2016 Toyota Highlander. Auto theft is on the rise in Canada. Here is how the thieves steal your car and what happens to it next. This happened in winter. His wife went outside with the kids to take them to school, and our car was gone. No broken glass, nothing. It just happened in the night. Their 2016 Toyota Highlander was stolen from the driveway of their home on a suburban street in Mississauga, Ontario. Then it happened again. This past October, during the pandemic, the 2018 Toyota Highlander, purchased using the insurance payout from the previous theft, was taken too. Stories like this are incredibly common in Canada. Automobile theft is on the rise, according to the latest data from Statistics Canada. In 2019 alone, 87,000 vehicles were stolen nationwide. The Toronto area alone accounts for roughly 12% of all stolen vehicles in the country, according to Statistics Canada. In Ontario, Canada, the targets are often vehicles from Lexus, Honda, and Toyota. There's a market for stolen cars. Stolen cars or vehicles are likely being taken by organized criminals and sold overseas for parts and also for easy money. Organized crime groups are stealing these vehicles and then they are shipping them out of the port of Montreal or the port of Halifax. A 140,000 Mercedes-Benz can be sold overseas for double, $280,000. There's a big market and it is very, very lucrative market. This person has seen cars end up in Europe or in West Africa and sometimes the Caribbean islands. Some vehicles are cut up and sold for parts, while others are stolen for joyrides. Some stolen vehicles are being used to commit other offenses, say armed robberies or crimes of violence, where they want to be anonymous. The thieves, what they do is they are putting new vehicle identification numbers, VINs, vehicle identification numbers. They put new identification numbers, VIN numbers, on stolen cars, a process called re-winning, in order to register them with Services Ontario, likely in the hopes of selling them. As cars have become more high-tech, thieves have become increasingly tech-savvy as well. Thieves can use the same tools as dealerships to reprogram blank electronic keys. They do that in your driveway and then drive your car straight to a port to be shipped overseas. What insurance covers? How much your insurance company will pay if your vehicle gets stolen depends on many factors. Those factors include the details of your insurance policy and the make, model, and features of the stolen vehicle. It will also be assessed on the book and market value, which looks at comparable vehicles on the used market in your geographic location. Ultimately, theft contributes to making auto insurance more expensive for everybody. How to prevent theft then? To avoid theft, Mr. Silverstein encourages drivers to keep keys and FOBs out of reach. Store spare keys somewhere other than the car or park in a garage when possible and remove any valuables from the vehicle. List of most stolen vehicles. The top 10 include various models of Honda Civic, Honda CR-V, Lexus RX350 and Toyota Highlander. Using a steering wheel lock like a club and park in well-lit areas. If you have two cars, park the more expensive or newer vehicle in front of the less valuable one in your driveway so it is blocked in. Do not leave personal information or valuables in the car, and of course, lock the doors and windows and do not leave your vehicle unattended while it is running. One vehicle was found abandoned and damaged, other was found chopped up in Halifax port shipping container destined for Ghana. So park your car, if possible, in a closed garage. Thank you.